Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why, over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein, how you doing?
Okay, on this after Thanksgiving, November 26, 2016.
Glad you said that.
I'm sure you're stuffed with turkey.
Well, being a vegetarian, no.
Oh, you're not? Okay. No wonder you look as pale as you do. Anyway.
No, I'm not pale.
Right now, it's 10:04 in the morning. And the reason we say that is because the show is always rebroadcast at midnight on this station, ESPN 1520, unless there's a sporting event. And if there's a sporting event at midnight, our show will be on after the sporting event. We are also available on the internet, live streaming every Saturday morning from 10 to 11. If you go to our website, sapriston.com, that's S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, you can listen to us live streaming on most devices that connect to the internet. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived.
Yeah.
Years of shows. If you can't sleep at night, you can listen one after another. You can find out how brilliant we were. And then again, you may find out some things we weren't right about. That's possible.
That's true.
So you can catch the archive shows at the website, sapriston.com. And then finally, last but not least, bright and early every Saturday morning, there's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy. Was there one this morning?
Yeah, it was concise, short. Yeah, didn't talk about the election. It said something about post-election, but that was about it. And talking about they're going to raise interest rates, there's no doubt.
But in December,
you know, yeah. One thing people have to realize is that the 10-year Treasury is up 35% in a month. A month.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and so now you're going to see the effect.
Treasury yield, the 10-year Treasury yield.
Right, right. Yeah, not the price, but the yield. Yeah.
Yeah, the yield went the other.
Right,
the price
went
down.
Yeah. It didn't drop 35.
But not 35%.
No, but
right?
I mean, you're going to see now people that didn't lock in on mortgages and didn't. You're going to see a rush to do that, but you're also going to see a lot of people that are going to be disappointed because now they possibly won't qualify for that mortgage. So this is the bad thing of a good thing. The good thing is it looks like the economy will do better under the Trump administration, allegedly. He hasn't even been inaugurated yet, and they're already looking out. But, you know, you could see a slowdown in that housing market, so it's not going to be good either.
Well, as you say, there should be an initial rush, you know, as rates go up. So it'll be helpful in the short term. In the long term, who knows, you know. Who knows anything in the long term?
I think it's overdone, Peter.
Yeah. You think
I think
so?
It's overdone.
Yeah, it's possible. Right now, the phone number is to call, 803-1520. That's 803-1520. Toll free, 800-879-7541. That's 803-1520 or 800-879-7541. And phone lines are wide open.
Still a caller-driven show.
Yeah, why don't we just sit here in silence, you know, for...
No, you can't do that. That's
can't
bad.
Sit in silence for an hour?
You couldn't do that anyway, but we are not supposed to do that. We're supposed to get people to call in.
But the Trump rally continues, unabated. I think they said something like the small caps have been up 15 days in a row. 15 days in a row. And all of the averages, you know, the Dow, the S&P, the Russell, the... NASDAQ,
name them all.
All-time highs.
Yeah.
And they said the last time this happened, where they all hit them on the same day, was in December 1999.
Wow.
Is that an omen? What happened in 2000? Anyway.
They raised rates. Mr. Greenspan, your hero.
Exactly. Well, also, that was the beginning.
The political animal married to a liberal left-wing journalist,
but that was
another academic
beginning of the end for the market at that point in time.
Like this guy. You know why it was the beginning of the end? Because the Federal Reserve didn't realize that we had things like inventory controls, the internet, the ease of ordering things, and so he raised rates. He didn't think the economy could grow at 5 or 6%. It can. And there's your buddy, Mr. Fisher.
And what
look
about
at that
him?
Headline.
Fed Fisher says fiscal policy can help boost productivity and lift rates. There you go.
He's an idiot.
Well, I won't go on a rant.
I won't go on a rant
about the Fed. You know my opinion that's about terrible. The Fed, you know, but that's my opinion, so we won't go on with that. Market had another good week.
Very nice.
As I say, all the averages
if you're in it.
Hit all-time highs, that's for sure. The Dow jumped 1.5% for the week.
Nice.
And actually now is up almost 10% for the year.
9.9
for the year. The S&P was up 1.4, about the same as the Dow. That's up about 8.29% for the year. NASDAQ was up 1.5%, and the NASDAQ's been lagging a little, but finally did make an all-time high, and it's up about a little over 8% for the year.
So
around 8%, 7.82%. You know.
So since we don't have any callers yet, what do you see about those averages, the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ? Do you notice anything?
What about them? They all hit all-time highs.
I know, but do you notice how the averages with the least amount of stocks are higher than the ones with the most amount of stocks? What does that
tell? Yeah, but also the Dow is a dollar-weighted index.
Mm-hmm.
So the stocks of higher value, you know, in other words, being higher-priced stock, have the most influence.
I don't care about that. There's only 30 of them.
But it's only 30, but it's also that they're dollar weighted.
And there's 500 in the S&P.
But the dollar weighting skews the Dow.
2,000.
The dollar weighting skews the Dow.
This tells you that the Dow is overpriced.
You know, if Apple at $100, it moves the Dow more than a stock that's at $50. But I know the point you're trying to make.
I don't know if it was this morning or yesterday.
But you do notice that really the strongest average is the Russell 2000.
Yeah.
Okay. Which, believe it or not, has been on a tear. Has been up 15.8% in the last 3 weeks. So and actually for the year, the Russell 2000, which is the small caps, is now up 18.6% for the year.
They were all caught
so
by surprise.
So, what about your theory about the Dow being only 30?
No, I just said three.
Right. Okay. I just wanted to show you this is the exception.
Never ask
this
a question.
This is the exception that makes the rule.
You don't know the answer.
No question about that. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And, you know, it's interesting, just sitting where you were, I think, was in general the best thing to do. And it still is, as people are still trying to decide who's going to benefit, who isn't going to benefit. Had a big rush into those areas that people felt were going to benefit. You know, like defense stocks have been very strong.
Wall companies.
But, you've seen defense stocks being very strong in here,
right.
For example, in one of the areas that are expected. You know, growth stocks came back into play because they figure, you know, the economy is going to grow. But the reason I say that you have to be, you know, careful is that, you know, just because the Trump administration says what all the things they were planning on doing doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Right.
I mean, I hope a lot of it does happen, but there's no guarantees. And, for example, you know, when you get caught going the wrong way, you see what happens. You know, everybody rushed into the gold. stocks and, yeah, and, you know, and into gold, worrying about what would happen if Trump won, and now gold is really being hit because
decimated.
They got trapped.
Decimated.
You know, going the wrong way. You know. And just think, you know, the market's rallied unbelievably. I think it's the third best rally after an election since 1932. Okay, and the interesting part, what would have happened if Hillary won? Would we have crashed? I don't know. You know, if nobody expected this kind of Trump rally when you know, with Trump winning. So it's kind of interesting. Phone lines are still wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. We're going to go to Pete in East Aurora. Good morning.
Morning, Peter. Morning, David.
Good morning, Pete. How you doing?
Morning. I got some gold stocks. I'll sell you cheap.
Well,
it's finally within the range of the Wells Fargo forecast. The Wells Fargo Investment Institute, I use a lot of their research. They've had it at 1150, 1250, and of course, when it was well above that 1250, I say, what the hell do they know? Well,
they were right.
They're right in the middle now.
Actually, I think the stocks are acting better than the bullion, which is a good sign, even though gold was down yesterday.
Well, I would have to think if they're going to cut corporate taxes, it's going to be better.
Yeah.
Pardon, David, for interrupting you.
That's all right.
Go ahead.
No, that's all right. I got one for you for Monday morning if you want to try and make a couple bucks. There's a fund, CUBA, Cuba. Of course, our pal Fidel died yesterday. It will probably gap up $4 or $5. How far it goes beyond that, but I'll make you a bet it opens up twice what it is now. I think it's $5, the fund.
Close at 638.
Yeah, 638. It was $11 or $12.
Well, that's interesting. Because I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, it'll be fun to see it. The last time he was so sick, it gapped up. And actually, not that much of that fund is invested in Cuba, but it seems to react to news on there.
Yeah, I know. So many years ago, when people were, once it, they used to be excited about gold. This was a long time ago. But at any rate, there was a company that had gold in its name, and it would shoot up with the gold stocks.
Oh, okay.
But it was a fishing company.
Oh, okay.
Right?
So. Yeah, that certainly can happen. Do you think now when they raise rates, the utility funds and some of the preferreds that we talked about last week, do you think that's baked in?
It could be, you know. Matter of fact, you know, I was talking to Willard, who happens to be down in Florida right now, and he mentioned the point. He said, you know, some of these things may have been overdone, you know, to the downside, and it's possible. You know, for example, the last 2 weeks, the strongest sector has been telecommunications, and they were high dividend paying stocks, you know, or decent dividend paying stocks, and they got hit. And now the last 2 weeks, even though interest rates have risen, they've been going up strongly for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, some of the preferreds really, now again, I'm sure there are some that have really gotten beat up, but a lot of them have adjusted themselves, and I think it's a foregone conclusion. I think, at least just as measured by the 10-year Treasury, it's gone way above, and I think the reason for that is speculation. That the speculators are going long, whether they're buying puts, calls, naked elephants, whatever they're doing, whatever strategies, and they're trading, doesn't affect us as investors. And that's why you always have to decide what you want to be. That's what I always tell people. Are you an investor or are you a trader?
Yeah, there you go. Well, they did look much stronger last week. I was pleased with the action on them. Mm-hmm. Well, I just thought I'd tell you about that Cuba.
No, we'll take a look and see if it'd be interesting to see if you're right. You know, don't forget Trump's talking about reversing or clamping down on the one of Obama's many executive orders, one of them being opening up relations with Cuba. And he's talking about, you know, going back and saying, wait a minute, you know, we're not going to do these things anymore if you're not going to, you know, make freedom for your country, make freedom for the people, release political prisoners. So we shall see, you know.
Well, he's in a much stronger position to do that now. I think he can make demands on them and maybe get some of them for a better deal for those people.
Yeah, I mean, the way I look at it with Fidel Castro dying, his brother is Fidel Castro, you know, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he's still
more,
in power.
A little more liberal.
No, he's a smarter player, you
anyway.
Know. It's like that movie where that little tiny country declared war in the United States.
I remember that movie.
Because you get stuff from the United States, you know. So he's
Peter
learning
Sellers
to play the game better,
movie,
right?
I think. Yeah, it was a great movie.
Right.
It was very funny.
Yeah. Okay, well, have a good one. Thank you.
Okay, we will. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Viva la resistance.
Phone numbers. I forgot. Who? Peter Sellers, wasn't he?
Peter
in that
Sellers,
movie?
That's yeah, what yeah, I said. Right, you yeah. weren't paying attention to me as
the
usual.
The country was failing, so he says, let's declare war in the United
yeah,
States.
Yeah, it had an odd Monglovia or something
right.
weird.
But unfortunately, how true.
He right? looked like it's, Napoleon, yeah. and he showed up on her shores, and nobody paid any attention or
but
something.
But it sounds funny, but that's really the way the world
yeah.
works.
It was like in the 60s
yeah.
or
yeah.
70s.
No, beautiful. Very Give fun. Us a call, 803-1520. That's 803-1520. Or toll free, 800-879-7541. Phone lines are wide open. And, you know, I did mention that, you know, the small caps are in a tear. There's a reason for that. You know, that small cap companies usually do well during periods of high growth, which people are expecting, and low taxes. You know, and you know, Trump has called for a decrease in taxes from, what, to 15%, from 35% for
from
corporations.
From 35 to
yeah,
15
yeah.
for corporate,
From 35
yeah.
to 15, mm-hmm. you know. So that's one, you know, another reason why the small caps have done exceptionally well. And what you also have to watch here is the dollar's been on a tear, all right, just skyrocketing against several other you know, currencies that are out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this will hurt some of the, you know, big, large cap exporters with the dollar, you know, exploding the way it is. So it's another reason why there's been a movement toward the small caps, and small caps have done so well. And by the way, you know, you were talking about why is the Dow so strong, and or why is the Dow one of the strongest averages of the three we're talking about? And in Barron's this weekend, it was pointed out the same thing, that the dollar, that it's a dollar weighted average. Goldman Sachs is a big, you know,
overweight,
you know, in terms of dollar value of the index. And financial stocks have been a big reason for the rise in the Dow. And, you know, because there are only 30 stocks and there's several financial stocks in there, it's caused the Dow to go up substantially. So, but it'll be interesting to see what happens, you know, with the rise in the dollar and how it affects the large caps. You know, the NASDAQ 100 still lagging a bit, you know, behind everything else. They got really whacked in there, you know, after the election. And right now, you know, they're starting to come back. They haven't made a new all-time high yet, but they're starting to come back. So it's another thing to watch, whether the Amazons and the Googles and so forth can pick up their prior.
Yeah, a guy yesterday was yelling at Apple, yelling at them because they've got nothing new in the pipeline. So, you know, I don't know.
No, they must have some secret device that nobody knows about, right?
Yeah. Here, it's called The Mouse That Roared. This is important stuff. The Mouse That Roared was the name of the movie, 1959.
That beautiful, The Mouse That, right, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the tiny nation of Grand Fenwick.
Beautiful. See that?
Right. Yep.
Right now, we're going to go to Jack in Lockport. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Okay. Happy Thanksgiving, Jack, to you and the family.
Great. I would like to know about something I'm thinking about investing in. It's called Manulife Financial, MFC, mm-hmm. Mary Frank Clarence.
Bought some on Wednesday.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. It's
probably go down, so.
Well, I don't know. It looks pretty good. It's in life, health, and disability insurance, and they're getting more and more into wealth management. I think it's known as John Hancock in this country.
Right. It's Canadian, right?
Yeah, Canadian company. They're in Asia, and it's selling below its annual revenue, and has a pretty good dividend yield of over 3.5%. So, mm-hmm. what's your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts, if I look at the chart, for well over 7 years, it's traded between 10 and 20.
Okay.
So if I'm looking at it now, it was a great buy down around 11 to 12. It's a so-so buy right now, because what if it just gets stuck at 20 again, where it stopped many, many times?
Close at 17.50.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're happy with the move to 20.
Right, it moved when a lot of the financials did.
Which isn't bad.
Trump,
you know, percentage-wise, that's not bad. But be aware, if you do buy it, 20 has stopped it for a decade, almost a decade.
Okay. But it still has a decent dividend.
Exactly.
3.2%.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So while you're waiting, and then you can...
Yeah, you dip your toe and you buy it.
And if you're lucky enough to get up to 20, you would reevaluate it at that point.
If it drops to 15, you unload the wagon and just pile in.
Right. Well, if it dropped to 10, you're a big buyer, because it's always been a great buy between 10 and 11.
Right.
But I don't think you want to see it drop there.
I couldn't take it.
All right. Now, speaking of evaluating, I've had CVS for quite a while, CVS Pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
I got it actually at 50. Darn thing went up to about 107. In fact, I was going to sell it a while back, and you guys recommended to keep it, and I kept it, and it did well. And like I said, got up to 107, and then fell back into 90s and 80s. And about a month ago, it lost one of its income sources, and it fell like $10.50 in one day, $10.50 in a day. So it's in the mid-70s now.
74.6,
It's just done so-and-so since that drop. And so what do you think? Should I keep holding it, or just what do you think about it?
Well, at this point, what I would say is, it closed at what, 74.06.
Around 74.75, I think,
At this point, if you could take it, I would say I'd hold it, but if it went to 69, I'm out.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I after the big drop, like I said, it went up to several dollars, and I thought maybe it was going to rise again, but then it's back down. So, I don't see a lot for it. So.
No, not really. I mean, what would be a positive sign is if it rallied to 78. Then you have a shot of getting back, somewhere in the low 80s,
Okay. Well, like I said, I bought it for 50, so I'm still in good shape.
You're still ahead of the game, and even if you had to get out at 69, you're still ahead of the game. You know?
The other positive going on out there is there's going to be a change in our healthcare system. The thing we need to know is to figure out what side of the equation, the good side or the bad side, is CVS going to be on.
Okay.
That's a tough question.
Yeah. Okay. All right, guys. Thank you so much for...
Hey, have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, thank you for calling.
Bye now.
Phone numbers to call, 803-1520. That's 803-1520, or toll free, 800-879-7541. Give us a call. Very easy to get in right now, rather than waiting toward the end of the show.
President Obama, who reestablished ties with Cuba, says history will record and judge the enormous impact of Fidel Castro following the dictator's death. I don't know what the hell that means.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
No idea.
I just thought I'd repeat it in case you wanted to hear it.
I didn't want to hear it. I was just getting upset about all the coverage, I don't particularly care whether he died or not, but.
Yeah, a lot of people really, they're celebrating in Miami, so.
Yeah, there were some crying, whatsoever. I see that they, what'd they do, declare some kind of 9 days of mourning in Cuba.
His ashes are going to go all around the country.
People off the street or something like that. I forgot. That was the reason. Somebody said at least they didn't do what North Korea does, which they at gunpoint they make you go out there and cry. I thought that was pretty good. No question about that.
I used to like the cigars. This is going way, way back. When I was in my 20s, I would go to Toronto a lot. I had friends that went to school there. So we'd always go up there and smoke the Cuban cigars because you couldn't get them in the States. They were really tasty. I don't know. I haven't had a cigar in 20 years, so I don't know. But
anyway, getting back to the market, we mentioned some of those areas that benefited. The steel stocks have been on fire.
On fire, yep.
Yeah. U.S. Steel, I think, is in the low 30s right now.
Nice,
After being down to 13 a few months ago.
Make America great again.
Yeah, and so a lot of the construction material stocks, the steel stocks, everything, you know, it's supposed to be benefiting. Once again, you know, you have to realize if these things don't happen, you're going to get left holding the bag.
Right, right. A company like U.S. Steel is a great example of what Mr. Trump says he's going to do.
Exactly.
The Japanese have been bringing in cheap, inferior product that we have been using for decades. And I drive by the Lackawanna steel plants. My wife's family worked there for years. And I look at that, especially after the fire, you know, how, you know, I was just thinking the other day, you know, this was a whole city here. There were 20, 30,000 men and women employed there. And, you know, with the tariffs, and they just let them come in and walk all over us. I mean, it's ridiculous. Let's make it competitive. That's what it's about. Competition. Raise the flag. Let's go. But yeah, no, U.S. Steel's look tremendous, 33 and a quarter.
Yeah, 33 and a quarter. I mean, yeah. You know, just unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, the strongest sectors, you know, I've been saying for weeks and months, you know, keep an eye on what sectors are the strongest. And if you're a stock picker, try to buy stocks in the strongest sectors, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some people keep thinking because a stock went down and it went lower, it's a great buy, you know. Not necessarily. You know, a lot of times you get hung doing those things. At some point, that'll work.
But if you want to own it for 10 years, a different story than if you're looking to trade.
Right, exactly. But, you know, the strongest sectors are still the same. Semiconductors are the leaders, you know, in the, say, 15 major sectors represented by the ETFs, up 36% for the year, represented by the SMH.
If they change the tax laws for corporations are going to spend money. They're going to go out.
Yeah, but this was way before they knew Trump was going to win.
They knew in advance.
They knew all along, right?
They didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, and, you know, the second strongest sector when these have been unbelievable, transportation stocks. Has anybody looked at the airline stocks? Unbelievable. Hawaii Airlines, SkyWest Airlines,
never owned
UAL.
One. 40 years, I've never owned an airline.
Yeah. We had a famous person that used to work with us, Howard Ewart, years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very, very, smart value investor. He said, I'll never buy an airline, you know.
He and I were in the same thing, same line.
Right.
Yep.
And I guess the third strongest sector is just industrial stocks, which have picked up, I think, a lot since the election. And materials followed by the fourth. So you should be looking in those sectors, look for the strongest stocks, and look for opportunities, you know, on pullbacks. And you know, that way you'll do better in picking the stocks that you should be holding. Give us a call, 803-1520, or toll-free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to David in Orchard Park.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. We've owned M&T Bank for years.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when the stock makes a move like it has in the last 3 or 4 weeks? I mean,
I want yippee-yay-yo-ki-yay.
Yeah, we're happy with it, but is it going to be able to be sustainable? You know, the dividends come down, of course, proportionately, but
the yield has come down
because I mean they've moved more than most any other bank stocks. They're not looking to sell or anything. Is it just the
it's only been a rumor for 50 years.
Huh?
For 50 years. I was in the banking business when I was in high school, and it was always rumored back then that M&T was going to be sold. I'm telling you, 1969, when I started working at Marine Midland, they were talking about this takeover of M&T Bank. I'm telling you, God is my witness. So you're talking almost 50 years. So, no, I don't think they're one of the strongest banks.
If I remember, you know, I think it's a rather thin stock for one thing, okay? You know, it really doesn't trade a lot of volume.
No, but the financials, you know, it's well-managed.
Right.
That's why it's gone a little bit more. So what are you saying? Should I sell it?
No, I just wondered if this is almost sustainable. I mean,
pinch yourself.
We've had it for a long time.
No, I understand.
We were satisfied with the dividend and local company, and I agree with you. I think it's been superbly run, mm-hmm. You know, and they do a lot for the area, mm-hmm. and it would be great for it to. I was just worried that, you know, there might be a rumor out there that someone might take it over, like they did to First Niagara.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything like that, but there was always those rumblings. But you got to remember, they went through quite a contentious takeover of was it Mid-Hudson? Or?
Yeah, Hudson, Mid-Hudson or Hudson, yeah.
Right, it was like a four-year turmoil and blah, blah, blah. Well, maybe now all of a sudden that fruit is starting to ripen and you know, people are seeing the value in it.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you know, you've broken out, you know, major high, right, all-time high in the stock.
Yeah.
And the previous area of the highs was in the 128, 130s, okay?
Yeah.
So you'd like to see it hold, you know, if it came back and tested that area to hold that area, 128, 130, somewhere in there.
Okay, that's what you're looking for support.
I'm looking
that's
to support.
That's what I was wondering, because it made such a straight run. That do you have to go all the way back to the 115s for support?
No. I mean, if this is for real, it should hold about. You know, and this is about, okay, 128 to 130, all right?
Yeah.
Also, if I do what they call a horizontal count on a point and figure chart, I can get a target of about 164, all right?
Yeah, well, you know.
Take it with a grain of salt, but anyway.
Yeah, we're going to stay with it for the long haul. We've been here a long time.
And plus, you know, rising interest rates are beneficial to the banks, you know.
Yeah, I've had other bank stocks, and I was lucky to, I held them through the summer here, and mm-hmm. Boy, they made a move.
Certainly did, no question.
Because you have such a nice first name, I'm going to give you some very great advice that is worth what you pay for it, which is nothing, is that at some point, some of these banks are going to pull back a little because they'll realize that they're not going to get a 0.25% interest rate increase every month from the Fed. And this is why some of these have seemed to have gone too far ahead. You know, it might be a good time to take some off the table, but then, you know, if it does go higher and if the economy does heat up and they do raise, well, then the banks are going to make more money.
But there's also another benefit possible. Okay. They were, the Trump administration is talking about getting rid of Dodd-Frank.
Yeah.
And they're talking about another regulations on the banks and this type of thing.
And that's a huge cost.
And that's another possible benefit to the banks beside the rising interest rates.
Right. We talked about it last week. Yeah.
All right. We'd have to wait on that.
Exactly. We'll have to wait on a lot of things.
But don't be surprised if it does back off a little bit, because you're absolutely right.
Yeah, you'd like to see it back off, you know, back and fill, you know.
I'd like to see some stability in these.
Exactly. Yep.
Compared to that kind of move.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
You're welcome.
Right,
thank you very much for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, phone number's to call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And while we're waiting for a few calls, we'll take a quick one-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperston and Peter Greco of Saperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctor shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo 854-7541, toll free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. And the RIA means we are registered investment advisors, as well as a stock brokerage firm.
Yes.
As registered investment advisors, we do manage money.
Yes.
And we have a number of different managed programs, depending on your risk tolerance, where you are in your life cycle. That type of thing, and we also are able to manage programs which are not held, pension programs and 403Bs, so forth, that are held outside of the firm.
Should we name them all, 457s?
Nobody's calling. All those different, you know, retirement-type programs, you know, that are available.
What are they going to do when we change the tax laws and there's like three pages? They're not going to have all these numbers. They're going to call them retirement plans. That's it.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that's the next thing coming, no question about it. So, But, you know, we do manage money, and we also are a regular stock brokerage firm. You can just open an account with us and, you know, do your own thing, you know, but have us available, you know.
Do your own thing?
Do your own thing.
You sound like Peter Sellers.
Some people can do their own thing. And some can't do their own thing. But if you're ever interested in any of our services,
Tremendous Life Insurance,
you know, go to our website, saperston.com. All of the contact information is there. You just keep talking. You're dribbling over there.
No, you're the dribbler. Thank you. Thank you.
Better to dribble than see. You mentioned his name, and there you did. You did it. You did it.
I did. I'm gonna call. Is that ESPN?
We're gonna go next to Jason in Cherry Creek. Good morning.
How you guys doing?
You must have heard him. Your ears must have been tingling. He was talking about you.
Who was?
Me. David.
I said we haven't heard from Jason.
You know, behind the scenes, we haven't heard from Jason.
Yeah, I've been in a bad mood actually. So my mood is equivalent to the weather, I suppose. So, but anyway.
They have pharmaceuticals for that.
Never.
Take some silver.
Never. Man. Anyway.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of silver and gold, what do you guys think? I mean, do you think, I mean, obviously you have the strength in the dollar and whatnot, and a lot of criticisms towards the yuan for dropping to new lows, even though I think that kind of works in tandem with the dollar strength. But does it seem like silver or gold putting in a decent floor at these prices?
Well, my next target level, you know, I look at GLD, okay? GLD closed at 113, I think, somewhere in that area. My next target level was 110 to 112, and if it breaks that, 105, okay? So 105 would be equivalent to what, 1050 or so?
It closed at 112.60, just so you know.
Yeah, okay, so it's in that area. If it doesn't hold between 110 and 112, you go to 105, and gold goes down to what, 1050 or so?
What about silver? You know, that's the gentleman's money. I can't afford that Kingsman money.
Mm-hmm. Silver.
What are you looking at, SLV?
SLV. I can only look at SLV.
I think there are values in here. I think you, somebody looking to invest, you know, you start, you know, buying some. I just, you know, I think it's overdone.
But, I mean, yeah. I would hope that the, you know, it closed, you know, like SLV closed at what?
1563.
Mm-hmm. The 15 level is critical. You know, if you don't hold the 15 level, you go down to, let's say, 1350.
Yeah, I was going to say 13 is its absolute bottom floor, I've noticed.
Right.
I'm over to get in my opinion.
Yep.
But, yeah, interesting thing, since you guys have extra time. I read a book years ago called The Tao of Pooh, right? Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yeah, that's a great book.
You read that book?
Yes, I did.
That's amazing. That's funny. And so David, who probably did it now.
I didn't read it.
You read it too?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. I'm like, that's so obscure and funny and ironic that all three of us would know it. But it basically equates, if you don't mind, Peter, I'll explain it. It basically equates that every person pretty much on planet Earth, you can equate their personality to one of the characters of Winnie the Pooh.
Okay. Right.
Now, yeah, like Winnie the Pooh is supposed to be the idealist, just kind of bumbles through life, everything works out for him, you know, doesn't really get stressed out, plan too much. You have the other characters like Owl, who's always book smart and thinks he can try to find the answer through some pontification or, you
know. It's Peter.
Yep, yep. And then you have Rabbit, who is probably more like me, who always tries to out-clever and out-maneuver his way through situations, usually ends up on the wrong side. You got Tigger, who's the type who always leaps without looking.
That's
me. Yep, and then you have basically Eeyore, which is, you know, the woe-is-me person, everyone feel bad for me, sympathy is my currency, and that whole thing. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, it is pretty funny, because next time you see different people during this holiday time or whatever, you can actually, oh, and Piglet is the worrisome sky is falling, you know, type thing. But you can basically equate every personality type to one of these characters. Some people are a little mix of both, but
exactly.
I don't know, I just find...
Great
I
little
find
book, and for those people that want to rush out and get it, it's T-A-O of Pooh, P-O-O-H, right?
Yep. I can't believe you read that. That's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
It is.
I didn't have much else to contribute. I haven't been paying too much attention to financials on all that. Well, you guys have a great show.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
Hope you start feeling better.
Stay dry.
Hope you get in a better mood. Take care.
Bye.
Okay. Phone numbers to call, 803-1520. That's 803-1520 or toll free, 800-879-7541. And, you know, there was big mention, you know, there was a mention in Barron's about, you know, further beneficiaries. Defense stocks, obviously, you know, big play with, mm-hmm. with Trump going to build up the military, and because he wants to increase the number of ships from 275 to 360, mm-hmm. they say General Dynamics GD will be a big beneficiary of that. So you should be looking, at some of the defense stocks. And if you don't want to pick defense stocks, there's an ETF called ITA. And General Dynamics has been just unbelievable, totally unbelievable. It's up near, 172 right now?
Wow.
And I remember a few years ago, unfortunately, one of our clients had died and left some of this stock. And at any rate, I only remember it because I remember the stock was in the 50s then. Mm-hmm. Now it's up to 172 right now. Just totally unbelievable.
It's 144, but
what's that?
It's 144. ITA?
No, GD. General Dynamics.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, General Dynamics is at 172.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I happen to remember that it was back at 50. Just an unbelievable move. And actually, when I look at the chart, that had to be back in 2013. But mm-hmm. 3 years ago. That's all. Yeah. It's actually tripled.
Yeah.
From 2013. So,
what was the movie? They said war is good.
Well, it's always been. There's no question about that. And I haven't looked at some of the other companies. Lockheed Martin, for example, probably doing well. I haven't looked at that in a long time at all. But, that one went to a new all-time high, too. It's up around 268 or so, somewhere, 266. And that back in 2014 was 138.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And, these stocks have just been unbelievable in here, no question about it. So you can see, those stocks that, they've been strong all along, and they got even stronger, with the Trump victory in here.
A lot of companies have gotten lean and mean. We've been saying that because everybody was surprised, Pete, over the last 3-4 years, how these companies can continue to show earnings. And they did it by cutting expenses. So they became very lean and mean. And it doesn't matter if you're a defense contractor or you're making widgets. They were doing that as a corporation. Where can we save that nickel? Where can we save that dollar? And they've been doing it. So people, I think, are ready to spend, but they still, have to have the tax incentive to do it. And obviously, they have to have product to manufacture and sell.
Yep. Well, like I say, it'll be interesting. We don't really know what's going to happen, and obviously, I've seen some backtracking by Trump on a number of things. So we shall remain very watchful.
You can no longer say he's not a politician.
Exactly. Yeah. We have to be very watchful to see what's going on. Don't make any big bets because anything can happen in here, no question about it.
We become overregulated, and overtaxed. It's pretty simple when you sit down and look. I think I told you that maybe overheard the conversation. I was listening to a Canadian shopper who came to buy an American electronic product at an American store. And for Black Friday, she thought she could get it Wednesday. She couldn't get it. She drove back home, came back early on Thursday night and to stay over. She wanted to buy a flat screen 60-inch smart TV for $250. It was half price, which I guess is a good price for a smart TV.
Certainly for that size TV.
Right. Yeah. In Canada, she said, this would cost me. She goes with the tax, the cost, and the echo tax, the echo for the ecology, $1,000. It would have been four times the cost. So I don't know what the echo tax was, but who needs an echo tax? I mean, it's another bureaucratic division of our government saying, let's watch over this one. Let's put a tax on this. And so it's just a big sucking noise of money going out of our economy. I'm sure there's nothing great coming from that echo tax other than putting a burden on people that could at one time afford to buy these things. Da-dum-bum. That's it.
So are you running in 2020?
Absolutely not. Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm running away is what I'm doing. No, I'm just saying it.
No, I've always said
we're done.
You know, I'm not against
people
regulations. I've always said use the intelligent regulation. You know, they always get carried away. So.
Well, there's no such thing.
There is intelligent regulation.
There is not.
Yes, there is. You cannot have no regulation.
Unintelligent the way they implement
no,
it.
No, it's not even. It's all the stuff that, yeah, it's the way they do it.
All
no
right,
question.
Okay,
I'm
we'll agree that you're
wrong.
You
can do intelligent regulation.
Of course, yes, absolutely.
You know, there's no question.
Very good.
We're going to go next in Dennis in Batavia. Good morning.
Hey.
What are you doing up here?
I came back for the snow. I missed it.
Well, if you go into Hamburg and south, it's snowing there. But
yeah. No, they do have regulations. The FAA, that's why Rosie O'Donnell never left the country. The FAA has a rule. You can't transport garbage.
Oh, gee. Beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, you made yes. Peter's day.
You made
He's
my day.
Beaming.
I don't have to be political. You did it for me, you
He's
know, in
beaming.
Terms
like
of
Christmas
something
gift.
Else.
Merry Christmas.
Right.
Gift, dear
I appreciate the gift.
Now, I got a couple. I'm back in.
All right. They dragged you back in.
Oh, Peter, I got out just before the election, but I got back in. I got the Amazon at 7:30.
7:30, huh?
Yeah.
Amazon.
It's up to 7:85.
7:80.22. Yeah, nice.
Boy, you're pretty well. It's amazing, you know. Looking at the chart, the support area was around 7:20. It hit it exactly. Yeah, that doesn't happen very often, you know. And just turned, you know. Yeah.
The another one I got is Bank of the Ozarks that I bought at. 40.
What's the symbol on that?
O-Z-O-Z-A?
No. What is it?
O-Z-R-K.
Really? O-Z-R-K. Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful.
I bought it at 40.
Love it.
Change.
40, huh?
And change.
Boy, you're crowing today, I'll tell you.
Oh, I got some losers, too.
Well, that's what I like about you. You admit there's losers. There's no question about it. Yeah, that's another one. Yeah, that one.
Ozarks closed 47-41.
I bought it 44. It's 37.
Boy, that's a straight up, huh? Holy gosh.
Yeah, I figured, you know, what they're saying, buy the small banks.
Yeah, yeah I think you have, you know, it looks like you have a shot at 54 somewhere in there.
No, I won't be around for that.
I know. You don't wait that long. I know.
50, I'll be out.
What was the one you just mentioned you had a loss on? What was it?
The Activision.
Oh, yeah.
I bought a 44. It's now 37.
Boy, well, could be worse.
I trimmed half my position.
Courtesy dip.
Everything I read says it's going to go back up, so I don't know.
As I say, that one really hurts me because I was in at 20-something.
Yeah, we both were.
Both in. We got out. Yeah.
We got out at 22.
Yeah, brilliant.
Brilliant.
And my United Rental got in at 79.
That one was good.
I got in the day before the election because I said, whoever gets elected is going to have to fix the roads.
Yeah, infrastructure was going to be in, and boy, this thing really took off.
$12 that week.
Yeah. Yeah, I one trading guy who I follow is very good, is looking for somewhere around 105, 108, you know.
I'll be out at 100. I'll be out tomorrow.
You'll be out.
Not tomorrow, Monday.
Monday. You lost me. I'm trying. Wait a minute. What day is today?
I don't know.
I got confused. Get confused with the holiday.
Yeah, United Rental was a perfect play on the infrastructure, no question about it. So.
And I'm out of the guns. They've run their course.
Yeah, that was it. No question about it.
They run their course. And I had one more. I bought MTDR.
What is it? Oh, Matador?
Yeah.
Energy company, right?
I bought it at 22.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. And, you know, right now, at resistance, 25, if it breaks out, you might get around 28, 29 out of it.
Yeah, they're sitting on right near that big find they just found 2 weeks ago in Texas.
Oh, okay.
They're
sitting
right on top of it.
Beautiful. Holy cow. Who was the one? Was it Apache or Endarco? Which one of the that found the big one?
DACA, I think.
Yeah, I can't remember which one of the two. It's one of those two. And, yeah, there's supposed to be an unbelievable amount of oil.
There's supposed to be more oil than anybody else has.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's...
And now with our new president,
yeah,
we'll get rid of these regulations.
Well, don't forget, you know, one of our presidents, I think, said, you know, we can't drill our way out of this, right?
Yeah. Another moron.
Famous saying, right, that'll right. go down in history.
Who said that? Who was that?
Who? Obama.
Oh, it was Obama.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the brilliant strategist.
Yep. Well, we won't get political, right? Okay.
No, I gave you the political
tip. I appreciate that very much.
And then you can use that one.
So you're going back to Florida, I assume.
Going back Tuesday.
Oh, good.
Get out of here.
You're going back, and I think Willard will be coming back. So you'll pass each other in the night.
And in the sky.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks for calling. Nice talking to you. Good to hear from you there.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Okay. Phone numbers to call, 803-1520, that's 803-1520, or toll-free, 800-879-7541. Give us a call. We have probably time for one or two more calls.
A dozen more.
Yeah, we can do the, what is that, the, what kind of round is that that Kramer has there?
No, it's from the lightning round.
Lightning round, right.
Was it Kramer?
Yeah, Kramer did the lightning round, yeah. Was it him or was it Fast Money? I don't know.
I remember. There used to be a lightning round. It was one of the game shows that they
did. Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can even do that. So do give us a call. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, how long this basically straight-up Trump rally can continue in here.
Well, I think it's not – we'll know more next week. I think this last week was, you know, you can't gauge anything. You can. I can't gauge anything.
Well, they're going to have the employment report, I guess, next Friday. Will that matter? I don't think so, you know, one way or the other.
They're going to raise rates.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. I don't think it matters.
I just hope they don't come and raise them a half.
Well, it was interesting because they read the Fed minutes, and you know what a couple of the people on the committee said?
They were cautious, right?
Some were cautious. She was cautious. Some said we should do it right away, and some of them said we should do it just to for our credibility. That's why we should raise rates, because we've been saying we're going to do it, so we got to do it.
That makes sense.
So that's a reason to do it, right?
That makes sense.
Yeah, I know, exactly. So
that sounds like a lot of people's household decisions.
Very true. So, you know, the Fed is conflicted, but, you know, the odds are very strong. I think they're like the odds makers or whoever out there is like 86%, 90% probable, you know, that rates will go up. Yeah. I don't think it'll hurt.
You know.
Well, it won't, but you know, the rates rising has had the dollar surging, you know, and that's something to keep an eye on.
But as soon as the rates go up, you're going to see the 10-year go down.
Yeah, exactly. You know, no question. You know, so. But, you know, we're getting close. I didn't think we'd go above 2.5, but we're getting pretty close to that. What was it, 2.4 or something?
2.37, but 2.38. Technically, if it breaks through there and stays above there, that's very bad. What's his name? Art Cashin was talking about it on Friday.
Yeah. But we were looking at the charts. We thought it would stop at 2.5. We'll see what happens. You know, could be wrong. I can't believe we're ever wrong, but we could be wrong.
It's not going there.
But you know, as we always say, you know, do your own research. You know, make sure you look into you know the things that you're investing in. Sometimes people buy things and they don't even know what they do. You know, that type of
thing. Right? Yeah.
No question about it.
Well, some people get newsletters,
But especially if you're doing ETFs especially ETFs, you know, make sure you know what they're in. You know, sometimes they may be overweighted in one particular holding, and that's not what you really want to see.
Are they leveraged?
Yeah. Or they're leveraged, or they may be an ETN instead of an ETF, and an ETN depends on the credit of the company that actually created it, you know, mm-hmm. which can mm-hmm. be a problem,
sure.
No question about it. So, and it's going to be interesting, too, because I see the Italians are at it again, you know, they're having a big vote coming up, which can mess the – but they change their government about every 2 weeks or something like that. So I don't know.
Your ancestors.
Yeah, my ancestors.
Part of mine.
Well, I really go back to Greece, and that's not another great claim of fame, you know. So, But anyway.
Two of the most stable governments.
We're disparaging everybody today. You know, we'll get
you
all
are.
Sorts of calls
for not being
politically correct, you know, because people have to complain about everything.
Dennis hit the Irish with Rosie O'Donnell. So.
Yeah, that was a good one, though. I like that. But anyway. So, you know, we don't know, you know, nobody ever knows for sure what's going to happen. So never bet all in one direction because, you know, you can make a big mistake. Be careful, you know, what you read and so forth, believing what's out there, you know. Just because people recommend something doesn't mean you should just jump into it immediately. You know?
Never listen to radio shows. Yeah,
well, radio shows or TV shows or internet, you know, and there's been a lot breaking on the internet about how much false information there is out there.
Fake news?
But fake news. And, you know, and usually they put teaser headlines out there which aren't really the story, you know. And all people now read is the headline, you know. And the headline's exactly opposite
the
story.
Or
the
picture.
I mean, you know. So, you know, be very careful. You know, too much information is very bad, to tell you the truth, you know. And you have to kind of learn how to discern things. And I'm not so sure our colleges teach that anymore.
Well, if you've
I'll take my shot at the colleges, too, you know. So,
but if you ever you do a search, you put it in a Google search, and it comes back one of... And you can put the whole sentence in one of 80,000 possibilities. I mean,
it's terrible. So there's just so much out there. You know, there's no question about it. And you have to learn how to be a discerning individual. Look further into something than just the headlines. You know.
So you would like to be back in the dark ages, is what you're saying?
Well, unfortunately,
2012.
I was speaking to a person from the very younger generation, you know, and he agreed with a lot of things I said. But he said, "Look, face it, it's here, and you have to deal with it. You know? It's not going away." So, but once again, it's like my intelligent regulation. You know, try to be a little intelligent about how you look for information, how you analyze the
information.
Those
are words to live by, Peter.
So, you know, until next week, as we always say, you know, keep a little powder dry. There's be a lot of opportunities. Make sure you have a plan for how you're investing. You know, don't head all in one direction, you know.
And be careful shopping today.
Well, yeah, be careful always. You know, once Black Friday comes, it's very dangerous even driving past shopping areas or anything like that, you know. And I didn't get a chance to tell my Black Friday story, but maybe we'll do that next week.
Oh, you know, I can't wait.
Where I had a bit of rage, you know. But anyway, over, you were supposed to get a bonus Bites card, and you didn't get it, and they were all out of them. But anyway, until next week, take care. We'll be back.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management, member of the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, SIPC, MSRB. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.